Thank you, Mr. President. I thank you first for organizing this debate and for dedicating it to discuss agenda item 2 on prevention of nuclear war, including all related matters. My thanks are extended to the distinguished panelists, permanent representatives of Morocco, Netherlands, and France, and Mr. Wan from UNIDIR for their contribution to this discussion. Mr. President, there are several issues that can and should be discussed under this agenda item, but it seems that this issue of fissile materials is the center of gravity on this agenda item. And on this specific issue, Egypt strongly believes that the conference should start negotiations on non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable legally binding instrument banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices, in accordance with the report of the Special Coordinator CD 1299 of 1995 and the mandate contained therein. The aspired instrument should fulfill both nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation objectives. This can never be properly done if fissile material stocks are excluded from its scope. An instrument that only bans future production is not a priority and will not represent any significant contribution to the goal of nuclear disarmament. The 13 practical steps adopted in 2000 review conference of the NPT included a call for the necessity of negotiating such a treaty in the conference. And for 19 years after the adoption of the 13 practical steps, this call remains unheeded. Mr. President, Egypt participated actively and constructively in all the recent endeavors dedicated to make progress on this issue, namely the group of governmental experts mandated pursuant to Resolution 67/53 and the high-level FMCT expert preparatory group and the work of subsidiary body 2 in the Conference of Disarmament in 2018. Egypt stands ready to contribute to any future efforts that may lead to progress on this issue and is looking forward to pursue this goal within the CD, within the framework of a balanced and comprehensive program of work that accommodates all the priorities of its member states. Thank you, sir.